So this is Saito Tejania with the staff at the Forest Refuge, May 28th, 2007.
So, Discovery Channel where?
He's going to turn on the Discovery Channel, he said.
Hello, why are you doing?
Okay, he says, what have you all been finding?
Feeling entangled in something. When I notice that it's happening, I can step back from it and be aware that it's, my mind might label it sadness or rejection or something. But I'm now asking myself, what attitude am I, is in the mind? And it's not always so clear. I feel like sometimes I have to search around for language to try and figure out sort of what is the attitude. You know, it's, I can feel the attitude on some level, whether it's sort of more negative or positive, but to actually search for the language for it, I wonder, is that skillful, or is it okay to just sit with the feeling of it and just either sensation, or how important is it to label it with language what that attitude is?
ဖြစ်တဲ့ဝန်내မှုတွေပါတယ်ဆိုတော့ဘာသဘောထားနဲ့သိနေတယ်လို့ပြန်ကြည့်ဖို့ကြိုးစားတော့တစ်ခါလေးစကလုံးအရာတက်လို့မရဘူးတဲ့
ဒါပေမဲ့ခံစားလို့ရတယ
်သိလို့ရတယ်ဘ
ာအကြီးကြီးတာမြင်ဖို့အကြီးကြီးအ
ဲ့တော့စကလုံးတက်ဖို့လိုလား
အဓိကမကြ
It's not important to be able to
အစမှာအတ္တကြီးကိုပြန်ပြန်စိတ်ခိုင်းတာလူတွေကအာယုံမဲနေလို့ဥစဉ်ကဒါကိုခဏခဏပြောပြန်စစ်ပါပြန်စစ်ပါတချို့စစ်တော့မစစ်တတ်ဘူးဘယ်လိုကြည့်ရမှန်းမသိတဲ့အတ္တကြီးအဲ့တော့စိတ်ထဲကိုခဏခဏကြည့်ဖတ်မရရင်တောက်တဘာဝဖြစ်တော့တဘာဘာဖြစ်သွားရင်နောက်ခုခုကြည့်တော့မယ်ဆိုဒီကြောက်တော့မြင်ပြီးကြည့်ရတာစစ်စရာမလိုတော့အလေးချင်းဖြစ်သွားရင်တော့
The reason he wants people to keep looking back checking the attitude he says because the habit of the mind is to be so involved with the object and to always be so object oriented and he says so in the beginning he says he asks people to check very very often that's always the thing come back what's the attitude and he says some people don't even know how to recognize the attitude they don't even know what to look for what they're supposed to see or recognize or they don't know what the attitude is but he says if there's always this checking the mind will begin to understand or recognize what it is word wise or not and he says but the ultimate idea of checking all the time is that it becomes such a habit to check the attitude the mind will first learn to recognize attitude and all that and the second thing that will happen with repeated practice like that is first we are checking now he says later it will become you know what attitude watching is happening with and that will become part of the practice you always recognize what attitude is present as you're watching
habit ဖြစ်သွားမှာ
so that is the habit he wants people to build
အဲ့ဆိုရင်သူကမားလာနေချင်းတည်တယ်မားလာနေချင်းတည်တယ်သူက attitude ကိုအာယုံဒီစိတ်ကိုအာယုံကိုသူမြင်မိလားဖြစ်နေတယ်အချင်းပါပဲ
He says then it becomes instant the moment there's a mistake in the mind is doing something the wrong way the mind recognizes it because it's got all this history of looking and then it understands everything it understands the object the it's watching and the attitude with which it's watching everything is known
အဲ့တော့ attitude ကိုပြန်စစ်တာဒီကလူအကုန်သိလား
က
ို attitude ကိုပြန်စစ်တတ်တယ်ဒီလိုပြောတယ
် So he wants to
ဒီထဲမှာမရှိတဲ့လူရှိလား
Does everybody here know how to look recognize their attitude anybody who's not clear about what checking their attitude means or can't or haven't been able to know what attitude they have
I'm not really clear exactly what attitude is I haven't heard the word before in practice from other teachers so I've never heard it used
the chance ya le ya attitude ga zagalon tong naw ma cha bu lo a thot mu ne patat lo attitude ga ba o pyo chin na le tei na mu le tei mu shin
the teachers
again I mean
I was thinking they would be saying, I've said this thousands of times,
but now I'm doing it.
He says, why didn't you ask this question before? He's been asking a long time. Who was calling you first? What do you have to ask?
I just realized it.
A good weather will pop in.
Oh, I'm not eating.
Okay, he says. He says, but it's good, like, you know, this dialoguing sometimes helps things to come up. He says, when you talk to someone, whether you recognize the attitude with which you are relating to them or not, whether you're aware of it or not, some attitude is operating in the way you relate to someone.
Do you mean like your mood or like if you have aversion in your mind or something like that, is that what it means?
You say a mood ko pyo ra la mo yin sai ka do da shi da ro ba ro pyo ra la
ba na khu lo ba attitude da ba da ba dabo da ma ni do do ra phit ni ma ba
both of these are included in attitude.
Right mood lo da ta kan le u say a pyo
sometimes he calls the right attitude the right mood.
Sa ka pyo sai sai ma ni negative pyo ni la positive pyo ni attitude ai the ma chi.
He says the mind will be talking to you about what it's relating to, and it might be talking negatively about what you're relating to, or it might talk positively about what you're relating to. That's the attitude that's being held. He says, for example, you see some food on the table, you go, oh, he says that, what does that say about your attitude? Right? It's spoken. The attitude has betrayed itself. Or if it's wow, then
yeah.
So all these attitudes are always there.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good.
It feels like attitude can be different from the thoughts that you're having though too. Like
Yes, the thoughts are not the attitude, but they can betray the attitude
sometimes.
Sometimes the attitude may not come as a thought, but sometimes an image that pops up in your head can betray some attitude you might be holding. Your feelings can also betray your attitude.
Okay. Kathleen,
he says, Kathleen, do you understand? He says, you're very quiet.
I come here and I get real tired and I'm just like, I'm starting to fade off.
I am so tired.
Oh, God, I'm early this morning.
I'm not sorry,
I've been moving and
di tiba tu akhan pya mle tu ho au phat ka nei di po shwe la raw tu pc ni phi phi shwe ni raw tu tu alau a pin da le lut ni ya le
a je ma taya chai nei chai nei raw ma chi bu la.
And you haven't meditated through all that?
No, I meditated this morning.
Taya chai nei, and it doesn't reduce stress
energy pya ma pye u la
or revitalize you or refresh you.
But a lot happened from
9:30
to now.
Okay, so you have to learn a lesson from this time between 9:30 and now this time. He says, so what are you going to do? What are the lessons you need to learn about the day, the way the day was spent? When did the tension start building for you today? After 9:30.
I should have taken a nap after
Yes. He
says getting tired and then needing to sleep to then get over the tiredness, he says, is one thing. But discovering what brought on the tiredness and knowing how to prevent the unskillful things that bring about tension and stress so that tiredness doesn't set in that way, he says, is a better skill. He says, just, you know, getting some sleep. He says, you don't get anything except sleep. His teacher used to say to him, you know, people who sleep too much, it's like they're
dead.
In Burma, they say, you should, whatever you do, you should get at least, you should gain at least materially, or in wholesome merit, or wisdom. He says, sleeping, you get nothing. You don't gain anything materially, you don't gain anything wholesome, you don't gain any wisdom. His teacher used to say that to him when he was very little. And so, you know, as a child, we take it in, and so he's never been very sleep hungry.
I noticed that when I fly from Perth to here, or like tomorrow I fly back to Perth, and it's like over 30 hours. And I notice if I use it as a meditation and just pay attention and don't think about the next 30 hours, but just like think about the present, it's interesting because I can watch the mind and don't tend to get tired. Unless I start to connect with I am getting restless, or and it becomes quite big and then I start to get irritated. But if I can stay back with just paying attention to whatever it is, it's okay, I get here, I'm not tired. It's quite interesting, I think I'm starting to feel that practice really helps me on things like working with sleepiness or tiredness or not getting enough sleep. It seems to be okay if I can keep the momentum. But if at some point it's hard to pay attention and then start to waver and kind of, oh no, I'm too tired, and start to come into I, then it exacerbates. But once I can back off from that and just see it more clearly, then the state of mind changes.
This is Mama or Tama, they brought the Naitos A. Chow, my body, but I don't know, you must say, I think of him on the day time. Damn it, to where I was say with other Larry, Atomo, Tomo Yarebo, go the detalu yang, never who Nasi did think about. Say, Hema, Napi Malavi, Nasi Show Lavi, I don't know, you're a problem, sway, Yare, damn it, the Catholic. Happy money, Malone, I'm not everybody will like. Nana, don't
you will like?
Hello, Mama Hoy.
I do, Sinati. Go to the chat.
So he said, think about this. You've been practicing for a long time, right? Is it difficult for you to know sensations of the body?
No.
Feeling?
Feelings?
No.
Seiko?
Mind? So he says, just watch all the time for whether right view or right thought is always is present or not present.
It
helps, yeah.
Then would you need to pay attention?
No. You mean
it's feeling a mean she need it. Body sensation and mean she the feeling.
You mean
it's
in concentrate or
no, no concentrate.
No.
So you have experiences of body sensations, feelings, and mind all the time.
Yeah.
We're always aware of this.
Yeah.
And now you want to know whether the mind's view towards what it's experiencing in body sensations, feeling, or mind is actually right view or right thought. Mm. You want to recognize whether the mind in a moment is holding right view or right thought or not.
Mm.
So you want to recognize if it is, and you want to recognize if it is not.
Mm.
And that would not require you to focus.
Yeah.
He says, because you are already skillful at recognizing body sensations, mind, and feelings, he says, these objects, are always already known by your mind easily. He says you just want to recognize that an object is just an object. The mind is just the mind. Feeling is just feeling. Sensations are just sensations. Right view. He says, isn't that possible to just stay in that view?
Yeah.
Then it's much easier, right?
Yeah. Okay. 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 ဥစဉ်ဒီလိုပဲနေနေဘာမှအာယုံမဆိုင်ဒီတိုင်းနေနေတာသူကသူလှုပ်လှုပ်နေတယ်တိထားပြီးသားကိုတဘောပေါက်ပြီးသားကိုအာယုံနေစိတ်နေဒီမှာနားလည်ပြီးသားဆိုတော့ဘာလို့အာယုံဆိုင်အောင်မှာဘာလို့ပါပြီးတော့ focus လုပ်အောင်မှာ
တော့ focus လုပ်တယ
်မလုပ်ဘူးပြောငါပြောချင်တာကိုပြောပြတာ
because he always exposes practice to see how the mind is actually doing thing and he finds that that's actually what his mind is doing now it already is skillful at watching sensations, feelings, and mind, and so on. And he says, and the mind doesn't do anything. It just sort of recognizes that, and it also has that wisdom that things are right view and all. And it's recognizing that these things are happening, and this is recognized, and this, you know.
Do you know? Go la, look, ha, go la. Wrong view, ne, doin, do. Show la. Right view, do, bibi.
He says, and this comes up because you mentioned that when the eye.
Yeah.
The eye comes in and it becomes difficult.
Yeah.
When it's not there, it's not difficult.
Yeah.
And what he's trying to point you to is that you can stay in just the recognition of whether the eye is present or the eye is not present.
Yeah.
And just stay at that
level.
And
that helps, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he says he remembers also thinking that 17 hours direct flight to here was a long time, and then suddenly he was here. Yeah, how did it?
ဒီတိုင်းနေတာပဲသူကသူဖြစ်နေတယ်ပစ္စဘောမသူဖြစ်နေတာကိုတိပဲနေနေတာဘာမှလုပ်နေတာမဟုတ
် The mind is just being there.
Yeah.
And think, you know, experiences come and are known and just being aware of all that and then he's not doing anything.
အဲ့ကြားထဲမှာကိုယ်အဲ့ကုညာပဲကိုပြအဲ့ဒီဒီကြီးတက်တဲ့ဉာဏ်ဒီလောဘပါနေတာ attitude set set right view လား wrong view လားဒါပဲဒီသတိထား
and in the midst of that
attention မတူတော့ဒီဘက်ကိုပို့ပြီးအရေးကြီးတဲ့နေရာကို attention ပေးတာ
he just checks all the time whether any greed or aversion is coming into his attitude towards the experiences and that's the only checking he does to maintain that sort of moment
wrong view wrong view or right view la ai jom ni de experience yo ti bi ai paw ma belo sin sa ne da li be
just right view or wrong view experiences are there all the time and what is the attitude to with them
thank you
okay amen ma pyo
we just had a group of yogis talking about Burma wanting to go to Burma and wanting information about Burma and from my
คนอ่ะไปว่ะล่ะต้องไหนอ่ะ
it was like coming there were questions coming from many different people at once with many people talking at once and it was kind of a little bit energetic and chaotic I was aware of that and I was aware that I couldn't kind of keep track of things and didn't know where the conversation was or who was supposed to answer you know it's just a little bitAnd so I found myself getting a little bit short, you know, just a little, like wanting to just kind of answer that one, get on to the next one, kind of control it or trying to slow it down or trying to get a handle. And I felt then that if I just withdraw from the situation, you know, without being kind of in it, that it's kind of like a social no-no.
Like it's not the right thing to do.
Yeah, not the right thing to do. So I didn't feel like I could...
Withdraw.
Yeah, not withdraw, but kind of stay with my inner thing a little more. You know what I mean?
So, you control what you're doing?
Luria.
Do you want to talk about it?
Myanre, Diyanmeyne, Huwakyo, Diyaphi. At the period, you are saying, yeah, right? Yeah.ตัวนั้นเนี่ย
คือ
เน
ี่ย
สิกโตล่ะ
เออ
โหพี่ก็โ
ตล่ะ
พี่ก็
จะต้องจะต้องขึ้นล่ะ
เนี่ยต้องขึ้นล่ะเนี่ยๆๆๆเนี่ยล่ะเอลอเนี่ยเอลอเนี่ยขึ้นล่ะแล้ว
ไอ้มาตัวฉี่တော့ตั้วตื่ดเลยโหดูดิอ้ายเนี่ยပြောတာအခါမှာ तू อ่ะနောက်တော့ထိမ့်ဖို့လဲစူးစမ်းနေတယ်ပြောဖို့လဲစူးစမ်းနေအဲ့မှာ तू तू စိတ်ကိုဒတိထားမိဖို့ပြန်လုပ်မယ်ဆိုရင်နည်းနည်းနောက်ဆုတ်အောင်ဆိုတော့ तू อ่ะအပြေပေးရအောင
်
နည်းနည်းနောက်ဆုတ်ဒါပေမဲ့စိတ်ချတော့ဘယ်လိုခံစားရလဲဆိုတော့လူမှုအေးအရာမလုပ်မလုပ်နိုင်မှုမလုပ်တဲ့အဲ့လိုမျိုးတော့ခံစား
လုပ်တယ်လေအရေးကြီးတယ်
So that was what I was aware of. I don't know what the understanding is. What's the understanding that I could get from that? That's my question.
Yes.
Awareness, okay, but awareness is not. What's the understanding?
The leader told me that. I'm a Bama Namale. You are DM Bama Namale.
Yeah, good. Yeah, we're going to see you on the road.
He says, when he was doing business, this is what he did every day when all the customers pour into this shop, like, who to talk to?
Hello. သူတို့အရေးမဆိုင်နဲ့ကိုယ့်စိတ်ကိုအရေးဆိုင်သူတို့ကပြောဖို့ပြောမှာမပူနဲ့
He says so don't pay attention to them. He says just pay attention to the mind because they will keep talking, don't worry.
သူကမပူတ
ယ်သူက For sure don't worry about it.
ဆိုအေးပြီဆိုမှတခွညအရေးကြီးတဲ့ခါအများနဲ့ဆိုင်တဲ့ခါထပ်ထပ်ပြောလိုက်အရေးကြီးတဲ့ခါဆက်ပြော
He says so you just look at your mind and calm the mind down and then whenever there's an important question that concerns everybody and could be beneficial generally, then you speak about that. Why did the mind become like that? Is it necessary or not? So that can be a study just to understand whether it's necessary or not.
အဲ့လိုနားလေတာအာယုနဲ့စိတ်နားလေတာလောလာနိုင်တယ
် It's only when the mind calms down he says then the mind could even understand things at level of object mind this object is mind and so on
စိတ်ကဥပ္ပနမတိရတော့ဖတ်မဆင်းဥပ္ပနမတိရတော့ဥပ္ပခဖြစ်ရတော့
First the mind has to be stable
Okay so the object when I'm trying to keep up with everything of course it's very chaotic and as soon as I kind of tuned into myselfIt wasn't going anywhere. It was pretty still already. Mm-hmm. But I didn't feel comfortable staying in touch there and kind of not being in touch there outside. That's what it's like.
What? A terrible thing. Tell me that. Do do it. Then a terrible show. Jira na che che nyai ne bi da. Da ba me. Sika di ma ma ne ju. Ho ma twa ne je. Di ma ne in touch ma ne ju. Why doesn't want to stay here? Why doesn't want to be in touch out there?
Why does it want to
stay in here and not be in touch here?
It's chaotic out there.
Up here, my show,
right?
He says, no, because the mind is making that important. It thinks that's the mind's value judgment. He says, and his first statement was, they're not important.
Go on, important to take a talk.
He says, if the mind makes that important, then the mind will keep going out there.
ဘယ်လောက်အရေးကြီးလဲ
How important is it anyway?
Well, depends on who it is.
ဘာသူပေါ်မှာမူတည်တ
ယ်။အဲ learning လောက်မှာဒီအရေးကြီးတာအဲ့လိုပေါ့အတွေ့အကြုံတိုင်းမှာ learning လောက်မှာတဖြည်းဖြည်းသူဥစ္စာဖြစ်လာမှာ balance ကိုရှာတတ်လာမှာ
He says so this is part of the learning. He says so we have to take every experience, every time you interact with people and all as a learning experience and from each one you learn slowly.
နောက်ဆိုရင်အဲ့လိုလုံးတော့ကုကုလုံးတော့မယ်ဆိုရင်ကိုဘာအက်တီကျူနဲ့လုံးမယ်ဆိုအရင်ကြည့်တာဘာလုံးရတော့မလဲဘလိုအက်တီကျူနဲ့လုံးရအောင
် Before going in you know like you need to think about it clearly like what are you going to do in there and with what attitude are you going to do it
ဒါတော့အလေးချက်များမှနည်းနည်းကြွားလာငြိမ်ဟိုလေးချက်လုံးလို့ရ
တယ် This is something that always takes a lot of practice only witha lot of practice then the mind kind of gets into that groove and knows how to
ဦးသိရင်ဘယ်လိုသဘောပေါက်လဲဆိုစိတ်ငြိမ်တဲ့အချိန်မှာဉာဏ်ပို့ပေါ့ handle လုပ်လို့ရတယ်စိတ်ကအေးနေ equanimity ဖြစ်တဲ့အချိန်မှာသဘောပေါက်တဲ့ဉာဏ်ပို့ပေါ့
how he understands it he says really is it's only when the mind is stable there's equanimity with the mind wisdom like arises more easily wisdom can understand how things are or should be
စိတ်ကဘာလို့မငြိမ်လဲပထမဆုံးအဲ့အဲ့တစ်ချက်ဦးသိမီကိုယ့်အကူ
His own question to himself would always be, first, why is the mind agitated?
That's how he's
Once the mind has gained steadiness, though, then the question is,
အဲ့ဒါဥဒေဘယ်လိုလောက်လာလဲဆိုတော့အပြင်းအကိစ္စကိုသွားမရောက်ဘူးတော့အတွင်းမှာဒါအတွင်းမှာသူ့ဟာသူလောက်အပြင်းဟာသူ့ဟာသူလောက်နေတာ
and he says but learning to understand himself never meant that he stopped doing what he needed to do on the outside the what job on the outside would keep he would keep doing those things but there would be this secret like working
secret,
on
secret mission
yeah figuring out what is inside
secret mission
them all
alone
yes, secret mission working inside the mole
okay okay get me out get me out
I don't
go and go and die there but blue look it come
so he says what would have been better for you to do between 9:30 and this time
to be more mindful
the depot
how did it happen
but mindful of what
how I'm feeling
okay yabi okay now
that's enough, he
said. I'm feeling, yeah, yeah, keep it up.
He says, so watch those feelings as much as you can throughout the day.
Go, mati lu tu atat la.
It's only when we're not aware of the feelings that they kind of gain momentum.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Go, tini lu, lu te mi chi. You?
Yeah.
Do you want to know?
What?
You're the yoga teacher.
Oh, you're the yoga teacher. Oh, okay.
I find it really interesting to practice in this way. You know, the secret mission style of practice. And I think, you know, one of the things that really seems to catch me up, so it seems like it's fairly easy to see when there's a lot of tension or dislike about an object in the mind. And it's fascinating how naturally the recognition releases it. But it's trickier for me, and pleasant things, you know, noticing the attitude toward pleasant things is quite interesting, because it's sort of like, oh, you know, I really like that, and I think there's a sort of a range, you know, it's something I really, really like, I really, really like, that I'm not that likely to get it, you know, but with things that are moderately likable, it's pretty easy to go, oh, I'm really, you know, I really like the trees, and then again, there's a sense of relaxation, so there's a sense that maybe wisdom grows by itself, you know, if you do this. But then, I think I have some kind of question about confusion, like when I'm really confused, when my mind is really confused about the object that it's relating to, well, then at this point for me, it's just confusion. And there isn't that sense of like, oh, this understanding of the attitude creates or fosters a letting go, a dissipation. I don't know what to say. So I think that's sort of my question at this moment.
You want Dodha Ru Chandran and Siddhi Bari, so you may check that in my way. And that's the way. Tiya.
Tiya,
go ahead. Now, ဖြစ်နေပါလားလို့ recognize လုပ်ရုံနဲ့ပဲတော်တော်တက်တာပါအဲ့ဒါပြောတော့အောင်အောင်ကြပြောတော့လောဘချောင်နဲ့လည်းပုတ်ခတ်တယ်လောဘလည်းအရန်လောဘတကြီးဖြစ်မှသူကဖြစ်မှမသိတော့ဖြစ်မှမသိတော့ကိုဒီသဘောထားရှိနေမှတော့မသိတော့ဆိုတော့
ဝင်သွားပြီလောဘဝင်သွားပြီ
နည်းနည်းပါးပါးလောဘပဲရှိရင်သိလို့ရတယ်အော်ငါတောင်ကြိုက်ပါလားလို့စိတ်ကအဲ့လိုမျိုးဖြစ်အောင်ဒီလိုစိတ်နဲ့ဖြစ်နေပါလားဆိုတော့နည်းနည်းစိတ်က relax ဖြစ်တော့တိတ်ကြည့်စမစွဲတော့နည်းနည်းမြင်လို့ရသေးတယ်စိတ်ကဒီသဘောထားရှိပါလား
ဆိုတော့
အဲ့တိတ်လောဘမကြည့်ဒီသဘောထားရှိပါလားလို့ပြန်သိလို့ရသေးတယ်သူ့မိန်းကောင်ကတဲ့ရှုပ်နေမတူရှုပ်နေသူကဘာသဘောထားနဲ့ရှုပ်နေတာနဲ့ဆက်ဆံနေလဲလို့ပြောတယ်သူရှုပ်နေရှုပ်ပဲရှုပ်နေတယ်သူကဒီဥပမာဒီလူနဲ့ပတ်သက်လို့သူ့စိတ်ထဲမှာမရှင်းဘူးလို့လောက်ရမယ်ပြီးပါရှုပ်တယ်ဆိုရင်ရှုပ်တာပဲရှိတယ်တဲ့ဒီပေါ်မှာထပ်ပြီးတော့သဘောထားရပါရင်ပါရှိနေတယ်ပါသူ
အဲ့တော့ရှုပ်တာအရင်ကြည့်လေဖြစ်တာအရင်ကြည့်လိုက်လေရှုပ်တာအရင်ရှင်းရမှာပေါ့ပြီးမှသူ့ကိုသဘောထားပြန်ကြည့်နိုင်စိတ်အေးတဲ့လူမှပြန်စစ်လို့ရပြန်စစ်တဲ့ဆိုညံရှိမှစစ်လို့ရရှုပ်တာတရားအားကြီးနေတတိညံအားနေနေမရဘူးလှုပ်လို့မရဘူး
he says when there's confusion, he says we have to watch the confusion. When he's confused, he doesn't do anything. He just kind of stops doing things and stays a bit quiet to calm the mind down. He says because wisdom is present when there's not confusion. So if while there is confusion in the mind, if you even attempt to think about what to do, all you'll get is more confused or confused answers. So don't attempt to do anything. Even meditation when it's confused, when the mind is in a bad mood and it wants to do something, he says don't do anything. Don't take this action or that action, because what's governing those decisions and thoughts is the negative mood, and it'll just present you negative kind of alternatives. He says so then in cases like that he would just watch that bad mood. And it will usually subside. And of course, in watching the bad mood, he says again, the right attitude to knowing how to watch it the right way is helpful. If the mind knows how to watch in a kind of uninvolved way, then it's easy. The mind handles it pretty quickly. The mind calms down. Once the mind is calmer, wisdom is then at hand to decide in a calmer way. So when there's confusion or difficulty, he says, make it a habit, make it a practice to watch that confusion. Mm-hmm. He says, people usually when they're confused, they just want to sort of not look anymore. They want to like put it aside, not face it. Mm-hmm. But he said, make it a habit to learn how to watch it in an uninvolved way. He says there's something he does when he's confused, and that is he stops thinking about the matter. He says the reason confusion is present is because there's no wisdom about the matter. There's no clarity. And he says when there's no clarity, if you think about the matter, all it can give you is more confusion because there's no clarity. So he stops thinking, stops trying to figure it out, and he says, and he looks back at what is manifesting, which are feelings and sensations. So the attention is not so much on, it's more on the feelings and sensations that are manifesting when there's confusion. And a feeling is just a feeling for him. Sensations are just sensation. And that helps to calm the mind down. When the mind is calmer, then you can look back at that confused situation and see it in a
different way.
Then the mind can see more clearly what it needs to do.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can I ask something about that? Sometimes if I've noticed recently if I'm in a situation and maybe talking to somebody and it's uncomfortable and I'm aware of confusion. And then at some point, if I keep noticing and just letting it be there, I'll sometimes notice that there's anger and aversion underneath. That just comes up as an underneath thing. Once it comes up, it's okay, it just goes. I'm just aware of it and it's gone. However, I notice at some point there's still the burning or the strong sensations in the body. Even if I've let it go and I've moved to something else, I'm still aware.
Yeah.
Is it because that's still present, that anger and aversion, or is it because it's still in the body, or is it just something that I'm tapping into?
ဒီကောင်ပြောရင်ဒီ confusion ကြောင့်ပြောလို့သတိထားမိရဲ့သူ confuse ဖြစ်နေတခါလေတခြားလူပြောလို့သိမရှိအောင်ခံမှာဒေါသရှိတယ်ဒေါသနဲ့ပုံမကြိုက်တာရှိတယ်အဲ့လိုမျိုးဖြစ်ရအောင်အမ်ဒါပေမဲ့သူသိတယ်ဒေါသဖြစ်တော့သိတယ်သူမြင်လို့ရတယ်ကြည့်လို့ရတယ်အဲ့ဆိုသူကသူလာပြောသွားတယ်ပါလေအဲ့ဒေါသစိတ်ကပျော်တဲ့စိတ်ကရော့သွားပြီဒါပေမဲ့တခါလေပါချန်လဲဆိုတော့အထဲမှာပူပြီးကြံခဲ့တယ်
အဲ့လိုပူပြီးကြံခဲ့ရင်အဲ့ဒါမကြိုက်တာကြံသေးလို့လားမဟုတ်ရင်ဒီတိုင်းပဲခန္ဓာကိုယ်မှာကြံတတ်တာ
တိမ်မွေးတိမ်မွေးရှိသေးတယ
် This very subtle remnants of the the anger or aversion left
ဟောသူတွားတယ်ဆိုတော့ gross level တွားတာ
So when you feel like the anger has come and gone the gross level anger or
ရောက်လာတယ်တကယ်ဇီရိုးမဖြစ်သေးလို့
decrease Yeah. But like on his scale of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, it's maybe to 2, but it's not 0.
Maybe 1.
Maybe
1. Udin, what do you say? 0, 1, 0, 1, I pick it. If 0 is going to be in the middle of the game, 0 is going to be in the middle of the game, 0 is going to be in the middle of the game. 0, 1, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 0.
He says how he practices it, he has learned to stay at the level of 0, 1. Mm-hmm. So he says, if anyone has ever practiced to the point that they've seen it become zero, he says, then it's easy to detect when it's one, when it's zero.
Yeah.
And
the one are very dangerous one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he when he notices one, he works with it quickly, because when it's small, it's easier to deal with, then it becomes zero again. So he really watches that out for it not going to two, because once it gets to two, it escalates very easily from there.
Say it, kiss it, one, a thousand, ten, not even a bit.
He says the mind goes from one to a thousand very quickly.
Oh, God.
Yeah, thank you.
Zero, one, zero, one.
Zero, one.
I mean, zero, pian only. I think no, no, yeah. I didn't zero, pian.
But he says he agrees that we cannot make it become zero. Zero comes when wisdom arises.
တကယ်ဒေါသမရှိရင်ဒေါသစိတ်တကယ်လုံးဝမရှိဘူး0ဖြစ်သွားပြီဆိုရင် feeling ကစိတ်ကိုပြောင်းတယ
် He says
စိတ်ကြောင့်ဖြစ်တဲ့ရုပ်ကအကုန်ပြောင်းတယ
် He says when there's really no more say aversion 0 aversion he says everything becomes different all the mind the body the state of mind the body everything is vastly different from when there's even a little bit of aversion
တကယ်လုံးကပျောက်သွားတာဒေါသဖြစ်တဲ့အတွေးတွေကပျောက်သွားတာ။ပြင်းပြင်းထန်ထန်နေတယ်။စိတ်ကစိတ်ဒေါသစိတ်အရှိန်ရှိနေတယ်ဆိုဖြစ်နေတယ်လို့
။ He says for example aversion. He says there are the words that express aversion and there are the feelings that betray the aversion. And he says when the words are gone, if you still feel the feeling, that's you feeling the remnants of the aversion that's left in the mind.
Okay. ဒီနေ့တခါတော့လုပ်ဘူးလေ။အဲ့တော့ဘာတော့လာရှိလားမရှိလား။တောက်လျှောက်ကြည့်။နည်းနည်းလေးရှိစက်တိုင်းကြည့်တာ။ Feeling လိုက်ကြည့်တခါလေအဲ့ဒီ0ဖြစ်သွား
He's done that before. Been so on top of his aversion. He was watching out for it so carefully. That he even if he got a little irritated or a little miffed, he would start watching it continuously, like keeping an eye on it.And then it would go back to zero. So he would see it very often going back to zero.
Mm-hmm. Any? Okay. I took your...
I noticed that there's tension for me between labeling thoughts or experiences as mine and understanding them as I'm uncomfortable with labeling things as or understanding things as my body because I know that there's that separation of it not actually being my body but then when I label it the body Oh, sorry. There's, I'm uncomfortable. I notice tension when I say my body's having this experience or this is my feeling. Or there's like judgment and some tension there in the mind when I watch or hear myself say my body or my experience or this is my thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm so aware of the desire or the intention to want to separate from that experience, not cling to it, hold to it as mine. But then when I talk about the
an experience of the body or the experience or the hand or the arm,
yeah.
I feel a little too distant from it at the same time. And so I kind of ping pong back and forth, and there's like judgment in both of them. And I'm wondering, just, you know, do I watch the judgment there and just focus on that as an experience, or?
ငါစိတ်ငါငါဖြစ်တယ်အဲ့လိုမျိုးသုံးရင်တူကဒီလိုမျိုးစိတ်နဲ့ identify နဲ့မဖြစ်ချင်ဘူးဆိုတော့အိပ်ပုံမှာလည်းတုတ်ပြန်မှုရှိတယ်ဥမာငါစိတ်ကဒီလိုခံစားရငါခန္ဓာကိုယ်ကဒီလိုနေမကောင်းဆိုရင်နည်းနည်းတကယ်တော့ဟိုဘယ်လိုခေါ်မလဲတမာတိချင်းဝင်ကျင်တော့ဒီလိုမျိုးသုံးတော့အိပ်မကြိုက်စိတ်ကအိပ်ပုံမှာ
reaction ရှိတယ်။โอเค။ဒါပေမဲ့ငါမတုံဒီခန္ဓာကိုယ်ကကြီးစိတ်ကအဲ့လိုမျိုးပြောရင်လေသိဝေးတယ်လို့ဖြစ်တယ်။တကယ်အဲ့တော့အိပ်ပုံမှာလေသိအစစ်မပြေဘူး။အဲ့ဒါစိတ်ကဒီနှစ်ခုကြာမှာပင်ပေါင်းရိုက်တယ်လို့ပဲလေ။အဲ့ငါရှိငါလို့ပြောရင်ပြောမသိရင်လေ။သီအိုရီနဲ့ပရက်တီကယ်နဲ့နော်။သီအိုရီက identify မလုပ်ရဘူး။ဟုတ်ပြီနော်။အဲ့တော့လုံးနေမှသိ။
So he says when the mind uses the I, me, my, my, myself, he says recognize that the mind is using that, is identified. He says although theoretically the ideal is to not identify, it's impossible to not identify. The habit of the mind is so strong, he said. So you can only, all you can help is to recognize the identification that is taking place or recognizing when it's not there.
Wrong view.
So if you know wrong view is there and you recognize it.
အစတမားတွေဟိုဘယ်လိုမှသူတို့ရဲ့ဟို knowledge ကိုထည့်ပေးတာပဲရှိတယ်ဒီလိုစဉ်းစားတယ်ဒီလိုသုံးရတယ် တကယ် wrong ပြောက်သွားတာပေါ့ယော့သွားတာပဲရှိတယ်ယော့သွားမှသူက attitude လေးဝင်လာပြီးမှသူကြည့်လို့တတ်နည်းနည်းလေ့ကျင့်ရမှာမတော့ beginner တွေသူပြောပေးရတာ နည်းနည်း အားထုတ်တာကြာလာတယ်လို့ဆိုရင်ဟိုက wrong view မဟုတ်ရ ရှင်းနေတာ wrong view မသိ wrong view မဟုတ်ရ အဲ့တော့ conflict ဖြစ်လာ
He says the idea of a right and wrong view is given as information to the yogi. But the yogi should really understand that the way to use it is to recognize if there's right view or wrong view. He says, and to when recognizing wrong view, using the conscious thought about what right view means to help to mitigate it. And so it's reduced a little bit, it doesn't go away. Yeah? But he says as a beginner, if the yogi takes this idea and thinks that there has to be right view, he says then the yogi will be forcing this right view on himself, and the inner mind has wrong view, and there will be a conflict. He said then it's not. He says, so we don't need to make ourselves have right view, we just need to recognize if wrong view is present.
Wrong view
So if we always recognize when wrong view is present, he says then when right view sometimes comes in, he says we'll also recognize this right view now.
Wrong view is here.
So you know when wrong view is here, you know when it's not here.
I'm still alone.
That there's no me, or you know, that it's nature and all. He says it's very nice, but it's too high. He can't understand it, and he feels that it takes a leap of faith for him to believe that, and he couldn't make that leap. And so the teacher said to him, "You don't have to believe it. You just can explore." If a true understanding arises in the mind, where the mind has been observing and exploring, and suddenly realize, oh yeah, you know, this is how it is, you know,
then the mind can believe.
And the teacher even said to him, he said, oh maybe you weren't in that room. He said, of all the like all the people sitting in the group there, he said, if any of you say to me that you know that there's no I, he said, I won't believe you.
And
And
so the man asked him, he said, what about you? And he says, well, the power of the belief in the I for him is much reduced. Although he uses the words, he's not always bought into it. And he can really see this in contrast to how his mind used to be before. And he can really see how in those days, when he said he wanted something, it would be so full on. His mind would be really like, I want this, and if
I want this only.
And it believed that I needed it. And he says, if his mind said, I want this, he says, all the other departments would give way.
No.
Not departments.
I'll
he says, everybody, get out of my way.
Get out of my way.
Ooh,
like. He would come full force. Now, even though wanting still arises in the mind, he says, if you
And he talks about wanting something, but he understands that wanting is not somebody. He understands wanting is a quality of mind. It's a wanting quality. And so sometimes there might be wanting for something, but he says he's not fully bought into its agenda. So every time we use the word I, or me, my mind and myself, he says we should just check the mind to see how much the mind is bought into the story.
How about me? What about me?
Did you watch that?
What about you?
Yeah, you watched that. Yeah.
What about you? What about me?
The Tibetan monk that maybe.
What about me? Okay.
On the subject of not self, I had an interesting experience. I went to a workshop a weekend or so ago that was to do with my yoga teacher training, and it was philosophy, and they were teaching all about the union of, you know, first of all, they're teaching that there is a
Atman,
Brahman, you know, the whole enduring, I told you I was going to this term, the whole enduring self that lasts forever and uniting it with some other enduring self.
Did they teach you how to do that?
No! They didn't. So it was really an interesting experience for me on several levels. One was just my own reactions, you know, so sort of... Sometimes just listening, it's fine, no problem, a fair amount of equanimity, and, you know, interesting to study these old texts, and not particularly concerned about the truth or the lack of truth, and then, you know, other times a pretty strong, like, I know the truth, they don't know the truth, and, you know, what about all these other yogis sitting with me who are learning the wrong thing? So a whole range of... experience in terms of my own personal time there. But a question, just, you know, I had some conversations with the teacher, and so I think the question is about, do you have any suggestions about relating to people who have just really different understandings? You know, so what would I say? I would say that I think for me, at this point, the understanding that of the Buddhist teachings as regards self, no self, is through some very good teachings that these folks have offered, on an intellectual level, I can really well understand that if I look at the parts of anything that seems whole, I can see that there is no whole, and I can see that there's a bigger whole, you know, so I can, at least with my intellectual understanding, grasp what I think that means. And so I'm inclined to, and also I guess I'm just turning into a Buddhist for years.
Which is a really funny thing too.
Which is what I wound up saying in this workshop. I wound up saying, you know, I think what I'm discovering here this weekend is I'm a Buddhist. It was very funny. But anyway, that's sort of a general kind of question about
what to do with other beliefs.
Yeah, exactly. It's a long-winded.
Yeah. But, ရှိတယ်ဘာကတော့တော့သူကယောဂဆရာမဖြစ်ဘူးသူကကိုစစ်တက်နေရတယ်လीအဲ့တော့သူကယောဂဖီလိုဆဖီတက်အဲ့မှာသူကအတ္တကိုလည်းယုံနေနောက်တော့
ချိန်သူတွေကို
အတ္တဆိုတာငါမဟုတ်တကယ်တော့သူကသိထူးစားတယ
် Yeah I know I know
သူက
အတ္တဆိုဘ
ူးတကယ်တော့အတ္တမရှိတဲ့အတ္တတစ်ခုပေါ့
Yes 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 I know I know
ငါမဟုတ်တဲ့အတ္တတစ်ခုရှိတယ်အဲ့ဒါအမြဲရှိတယ
် Yes
အဲ့ဒီဟာ
ပါမပလမလားပါလားမသိဘူးအ
ဲ့ဒါကိုပို့ပြော
မြင်နေ
မြင်နေတယ်ပြန်တွေ့ရတ
ယ် Yes
အဲ့ဒါပြောတော့သူကအဲ့မှာထိုင်ပေါ့တစ်ခါတည်းလဲတစ်ခါတည်းလဲ Okay ဖြစ်ပြောကဲတယ်ဒါရီယာတိစားပဲဟိုဟိုတိစားပဲမဟုတ်သေးရေမကြည့်ဆိုတစ်ခါတည်းအေးစစ်စစ်ပဲဟိုအီကွာနမတီရှိတယ်ကားရှာရင်ထားပြီးတော့စစ်ကခေါ်ဖြစ်လာငါသစ္စာတည်နေတယ်နော်သစ္စာမသိဘူးဒါပေမဲ့ဒီခန်းထဲမှာထိုင်နေစိတ်ထဲမှာဖြစ်တာဒီခန်းထဲလူတွေကဘာမှမသိဘူးသူတို့မှားတဲ့သစ္စာကိုသင်နေရတယ်အဲ့လိုမျိုးစိတ်တည်းလည်းဖြစ်တယ်
အ
မှန်တရားငါသိတယ်လို့သိ
အဲ့လို Okay
အဲ့တော့သူဆရာကိုလည်းနည်းနည်းပေါ့တော့စကားပြောသေးတယ
်ဘာပဲနည်းနည်းပေါ့မပြောဘူ
းအဲ့လည်းသူ့မိကောပါလဲဆိုတော့ဒါပေမဲ့ तू ကတဖြည်းဖြည်းဒီမှာဟိုဒီငါရှိတာမရှိတဲ့အကြောင်းကိုအနတ္တအကြောင်းမင်းနဲ့ဒီမှာဆရာတွေတော်လို့တဖြည်းဖြည်းသူနားလည်တာသူတကယ်တော့မပေါ့ရင်တော့မှအဲဘယ်လိုခေါ်မလဲမဟုတ်သူတ္တညာနဲ့တော့သူစဉ်းစားရလို့ရတယ်ခုဟိုအဆိုင်ခဲတစ်ခုကအစိမ့်ပိုင်းလုံးလိုက်ဒဇာစီမှာအဆိုင်ခဲမရှိဘူးအဲ့တော့ဒီအဆိုင်ခဲကိုလည်းထပ်ပြီးအဆိုင်ခဲဒီထက်ပိုကြီးအောင်လည်းလုပ်ရအဲ့သူနည်းနည်းနားလည်လို့ရတယ်အစိတ်ပိုင်းနေအကုန်စိတ်လိုက်တကယ်တော့ဘာမှရှိတယ်လို့ပြောလို့မရဘူးဆိုတော့နည်းနည်းနားလည်လို့ရ
ကြည့်ကတော့ပေါ့အဲ့တော့
အဲ့တော့မေးတာဟိုကိုနဲ့အရန်အယူစားကွာတဲ့လူနဲ့ပြောမယ်ဆိုအောင်မယ်ဆိုရင
်နားပဲထောင်ပေါ့
ဘယ်လိုလုပ်အောင်လဲနောက်တစ်ခါဒုတိယဘာအတူပါပြောလဲဆိုဒီ weekend မှာသူတို့ဟိန္ဒူအကြောင်းနာထောင်ရတဲ့သူပါသဘောပေါက်လာတယ်ဆိုတော့သူကဗုဒ္ဓဘာသာဖြစ်လာပြီလို့သူကဘာသာတော်ဒါကိုပို့ယုံနေ
တယ်ဟုတ်ပါတယ်အဲ့တော့တင်ဆရာရှိတင်နားထောင်ဆရာရှိနားထောင်ယုံလားမယုံလားကို့အထက်မှာ secret mission ပဲ
he said so he said so when somebody has a different point of view he says don't say anything if there's something to study if there's something to listen to it and whether you believe it or not he said keep it to yourself that's your secret mission
ဘာလို့တပြောချင
် why would we need to express it to somebody else to the person who doesn't
know I know သူပြဿနာသိတာတစ္ဆာသိတာကိစ္စမရှိဘူး I have ပြဿနာ
he says knowing the truth is not a problem but I knowing it is a problem
ငါသိတယ်သူတို့မသိရင်ငါသိတယ်သူတို့မသိရင်မာနာ compare လုပ်တာ
if I know and they don't know it that's pride or conceit yeah comparing
ငါမင်းတို့တက်ပိုသိတယ်ဆိုရင်တော့မာနာပဲရှင်းလားတော့ compare လုပ
် the I know more than you comes in
အဲ့တော့ concept ကို concept ကိုတမှုတိတ္တစာအနေနဲ့လောကီမှာတုံးလို့ရတဲ့ခါကြီးသူတို့ကလည်းတုံးတာသူပညာနဲ့သူရှိတယ်ဒါကိုလက်ခံရမယ
် yes he says concepts of the world of this conventional reality world that we live in are needed to live in this to survive in this conventional reality world and we still need to use it to be at harmony
ချီကိုသူတို့ပြောတယ်နော်ဟိုထိုက်ချီတွေမှာပြောဆိုချီကိုသူတို့ကတကယ်ရှိတယ်လို့ပြောတယ် energy ရှိလို့ပြောတယ်နော်ဒီလေဒီမှာကြာတော့တရားရှင်ကိုလိုက်ကြည့်တာအဲ့ဟိုတာလုတ်တယ်ဘူးထိုက်ကြည့်လုတ်တယ်လို့အထောက်အဲ့ချီတော့လိုက်တာဟု
တ်တ
ယ်အဲ့ဒါမျိုးဒီမှာအဲ့ဒီမှာ concept ဖြစ်နေတယ
် This is you understand the concept of chi we talk about chi energy but when chi is taught in the energetic systems and all that are taught
အဲ့အာယုံမပြုတ်ပဲရမယ်သူကဒီလိုတွားနေတယ်နော်သူတို့တမှုတိတ္တစာအနေနဲ့သူတို့ဒါကစား
And they talk about chi being a reality, a true energy system that belongs in the body that exists. And what their basis of teaching qi is direction. Like qi moves and moves in correct ways and incorrect ways. But if there's a sense of direction, there's a sense of continuity of something going, he said that's a concept already. Because reality has no direction and reality doesn't go anywhere. But for the conventional sense of reality, for the conventional world, it still makes sense for the conventional world. You still need it for the conventional world. For the conventional world, you still need
direction.
So he's explaining like if somebody says they can feel qi energetically, for example, and they want to meditate, so they want to meditate, they want to practice Vipassana meditation, but they believe in the concept of qi, he says then they cannot understand ultimate reality. Because it's in conflict with the understanding of the nature of the wind element or the nature of the heat element, you know? Because the concept is more solidified.
Oh, yeah.
When he went to Malaysia, some of the yogis from Malaysia who had been to the center, they also had practiced Qigong before. And they practice this very unconventional style of Qigong where you kind of stand. And they say that if you're really relaxed, your natural qi moves, and your natural qi will move you in directions that are harmonious with your body, and it rebalances your system, they say, because otherwise we're kind of blocking the way the it naturally moves. And they brought him to their tai chi, to their qigong masters, and three masters. So he went from one to the other to the other, and none of them could make it. And one of the things that these qigong masters can do is if you don't move, they can move you. They have that much energy. I mean, yeah, they can push you almost like you move. I mean, even with your feet on the ground, or, you know, along the ground, that sort of thing. They couldn't move. First, he didn't move. Then they couldn't move him. One of the qigong masters got really angry.
ကိုယ်ကတော့ဆက်ရလုတ်ချင်သိမှရှိဒါကဒုံးကညံမရှိဘူးဘယံမှာတာကြီးသူ့ဟာပြလုတ်ချင်သိလည်းမရှိဘူးသူအဲ့လိုလုတ်လဲချိန်မှာသူကတန်းတန်းဖုံဖုံဘေးအတန်လေးပေးနေစိတ်ကလုတ်ချင်လာ
He says, first of all, he didn't really believe in all this. He thought it was nonsense. What is this, all this waving about in this chaotic and it doesn't look good because people really
look stupid. It is stupid.
Some people will be dancing and swaying, some will be jitterbugging, I mean really weird things, bouncing and so he was not interested in this. He didn't think it made any sense. But he says what they would do, so he was interested, he would just let himself be there. And he said they would start doing things around him. Like they would make sounds around him and, you know, sort of stimulating him. You know? And then he could see, he said he could see the mind arise, the mind that wants to move. The mind is swayed by external stimuli and then wants to follow that stimulus. And he said, but he could see that mind. So he would just look at the mind, and then the mind would pray, then the next thing would run, and then the mind
would pray.
And so it would never grow to the point that he would be swayed by
it.
And one thing he's understood for a long, long time is that if any part of your body moves, it's because the mind intends to. It's volition, volitional action. So he says it's not the qi that moves the body. He says where does that qi that moves body come from? It comes from the mind. The mind wants to, and then this energy moves the body.
The
wind element in Pali is called a powerful element. And it, he says, and it's powerful because it can move things. Yeah? And he says, but where does that power come from? It comes from the mind.
Because of mind.
Mind stimulated wind element, it's called. And your mind originating wind element. So it's a wind element that originates from the mind's volition.
The teacher said, don't control anything. Don't control it. I'm not in control. I relax, very relax. Don't control it. And but not too bad, like, too cheap, young
and quiet. And then in the end, the Qigong master said about him, he says, his chi is moving in the opposite direction. So that's why
I don't know what. He said,
yeah, he said, this man is very strange. He said, his chi is.
This point, yeah, young Tuzan, and two chi of young and one.
Yeah. But he felt that the Qigong master was just like making things up also. He says of the three Qigong masters, two were quite upset. But one of them was kind of calm and he told him to exercise.
The concept got to mundane world that reality that
So the mundane world has its conventional realities and concepts, and the ultimate reality exists as something underlying all this. But he says we need to use each in its own sphere.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, now the question is,
okay, he's going to ask you a question.
Let
he says, touch these things, these two together. You know it's touching? Are you knowing with the thumb or the index finger? That's a trick question.
The sensation, the cool and the cool.
Is there one sensation or two?
He
says, So you can rub it and check it out. And if you put your mind's attention in the index finger, and then you switch it to the thumb.
When
he used to still be at work, he's one of the men, you know, who carry things for, was a Muslim, and you could never tell him to meditate. And so he gave him this puzzle. He was like,
Are you knowing
in the thumb or in the index finger? And the man spent 10 minutes. He said, doing that for a good thing. Very tricky.
Because
he really wanted to know. But he got him meditating, unknowing to himself. He's like, watching. And that's is the mind going the rupa or the physical matter in the index finger or in the thumb? And how many minds are there?
content မရှိဘဲနဲ့တိမလား
if there was no content
ရုပ်နှစ်ခုရှိတယ်ရုပ်နှစ်ခု content ဖတ်တတ်ရှိလို့သူကတိစိတ်ဖြစ်တယ်ဟုတ်ပြီနော
် this is when physical matter when there's content in physical matter then there's aware consciousness so if there's no content would we be able to know would we be able to know something if there was no content
အဲလူတယောက်မေးဘူးလို့သူကမြင်တာမြင်တဲ့နေရာမှာဘယ်အစင်းရုပ်တည်တာအစင်းရုပ်ကိုတည်တာလားမျက်စိရုပ်ကိုတည်တာလားစိတ်ကိုတည်တာလားဘာကိုတည်တာလဲတွတ်မေးတယ်ဆိုတော့ကိုကရှင်းအောင်လုပ်ရတော့အဲ့တော့လိလာတော့
This is and this really came to him because this man asked him when you watch when you don't see do you know like what is it that you're supposed to know the rupa is materiality right or the physical the physical matter in the sight or the physical matter in the eyeball or the mind and he says well if the person asked a question he needed to tell the person so he had to get it clear so he started checking it up
and what
did he and
no this is all to practice with all this stuff is to boggle your mind actually
not cool မမြဲတော့တိဟုတ်မမြဲတော့တိဒေါလာစိတ်ကမမြဲတော့တိနော်ဒေါလာစိတ်မမြဲဘူးဆိုတာတိတယ်ဒေါလာမမြဲတော့တိတာလားစိတ်မမြဲတော့တိတာဘာမမြဲတော့တိတာ
it says say we understand impermanence right and we for example we know that anger is impermanent He said, is anger impermanent? Or is it the mind that is impermanent? Or what is it that we know is impermanent?
It's a great question. I can't answer. You know, when I go and say, okay, what is it? So even just if I, like, you know, things that are apparently really far outside are really good. You know, like the sound in the wind in the trees is supposedly way over there.
Yeah.
But when you, you know, spend some time in the experience of this, of knowing the sound of the wind in the trees, where is that? I can't answer that question. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's, you know,
when... Hello, you're the one that's long, right?
I can't answer what you're not saying.
Yeah, so he said... So it shows, like even with your question, that an ordinary just knowing of experiences is not enough. We really have to
wait
to ask the questions and look. That's why we want to get the truth of the answers. He says, just, you know, like a...
More interest.
Yeah.
More interest?
Yeah. Ordinary kind of yeah
အဲ့တော့အယုံမမြဲတာလူတိုင်းပြောတယ်နော်အယုံမမြဲတာလူတိုင်းပြောနေတယ်အယုံမမြဲတာအယုံမမြဲတာသိတယ်လားစိတ်မမြဲတာသိတယ်လားသိစိတ်မမြဲတာသိတယ်လားအထုတဲ့စိတ်မမြဲတာသိတယ်လားအများကြီးပဲလာအောင်သိအောင်
And often when we understand impermanence we understand impermanence of the thing that we are observing Is it only the thing that is observed impermanent What about the consciousness is that permanent and what about the meditating mind itself is that permanent
I don't think so.
So much for us to explore because we don't know yet
is it time
he says so how can we do the job by just sitting still he said there's a lot to explore
okay and
He's winding it up, he says. winding you all up.
to be interested.
Yeah, he says to really ask ourselves, do I really know? As we practice, you know, little sparks start to become clearer. Little things become clearer and clearer, and every bit of clarity makes it so interesting. It's like amazing. Then, you know, things grow. The clarity grows and grows.
Yeah, okay.
boring or they feel sleepy. Surprise.
Okay. Enough? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anything more to ask you?
He
says it's good if you tell him about practicing or trying to practice, then he can see.
My intention is to be mindful in every moment of the day. Mm. And it's certainly made a lot of progress since I began practicing a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And in coming on staff here and living at the Dharma Center, I'm seeing more and more progress in that area and picking up momentum in doing retreats. And since you've been here also, it's my mind is more inclined in that direction. But I'm still always dissatisfied with rate of progress and some are not even always sure that it's going in a positive direction. And trying to figure out ways of being more mindful. Like you said, that you used to renew your intention every morning. How do I want to live today? I want to be aware. And trying to think of gimmicks and things like that that I can do to, because I get frustrated when I feel like my experience doesn't match my desire with regard to wanting to be aware throughout the day.
So you just got me. The teacher said, အချိန်တိုင်းတည်းရှိဖို့သူ့ရည်ရွယ်ချက်ကသူအားထုတ်တာလည်းနှစ်နှစ်ပေါင်းနှစ်ရှိနှစ်နှစ်ရလာပြီအမ်ဒီလိုလာပြတော့အလုံးမလုပ်ခင်ရလဲသူအဲ့လိုစူးစမ်းနေတာတော်တော်အားထုတ်ပြီးတိုးလာပြီသူတတိထားနိုင်တဲ့အချိန်ကြီးတိုးလာပြီဒီလိုလာလုပ်တော့တယ်တိုးလာတယ်ဦးစင်လာလို့လဲတိုးတယ်ဒါဆိုဒီဘက်ကိုဒါပေမဲ့သူကမဖြစ်လဲဆိုတော့သူ့တတိအားကောင်းလာနှိုးဖို့မရှိဘူး။သူကအဲ့တော့သူဥမာဦးစင်းကပြောတယ်မနေ့တိုင်းဦးစင်းနှိုးရင်ဘာစိတ်နဲ့ဒီနေ့နေမလဲလို့နေတယ်အဲ့လိုမျိုးတွေသူပြောကြတယ်။ဒါပေမဲ့ဟိုစိတ်ကိုတနေ့ကုန်တတိထားလို့ရဖို့တခြားဘာနည်းတွေနဲ့တတိပေးလို့ရမလဲပေါ့လေတတိရဖို့မဝင်ပါဘူးဖြစ်ဖြစ်အဲ့လိုမျိုးသူကတော့မချိနဲ့ဘူ
း။မချိနဲ့တာပြတ်problem ကအဲ့အမရတာပြတ်တယ
် dissatisfaction is the only problem you have to
face result ကိုမမြော်နဲ့လုပ်ဖို့စဉ်းစား
he says don't think of the results the joy is in the doing is in the practice
တရားလိုချင်တာလား30ဦးမလိုချင်ဘူးလား
he says do you only want 100 if you got 30 wouldn't you want to take the 30
လူရတရားမင်းနေ30မချင်တော့ဘူး
He says, if we're only thinking of the 100, then the 30 is never satisfied.
Okay. Don't say that, 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 don't say that.
He says,
don't say that, don't say that, don't say that, don't say that.
He says, 30 is as 30 goes, and it has its value, and if you get lots of 30s, it'll become 300 one day.
Oh.တတိဆက်ဆက်ပို့တယ်တတိဆက်ဆက်တာလည်းဉာဏ်ကတက်လာမှဒီပို့ तू ကပို့ skip ပို့ဖြစ်မှ तू ကပို့ထိနိုင်မှာအရေးကြီးတာတတိဆက်ဆက်ပို့တယ်ဒီကျွမ်းကျင်လာဖို့အရေးကြီးတယ်အာထုမှုကိုပို့ပြီးကျွမ်းကျင်လာမှ तू ကတက်လာမှာ
So he says your objective is to develop awareness he says but what you really want to grow is wisdom it's wisdom that truly grows the practice so more than just trying to beGrowing the continuity of the practice, which is necessary. But what you really want to do is grow your skillfulness in the practice, which means you want to be interested in your own practice. So your objective has to be wisdom. Then the practice will lead you in that direction.
ဆုံးစားလုံလုံနဲ့ဆုံးစားလုံဘာကြိုးကြည့်နေဘာဒီလိုလုံဘယ်လိုဖြစ်တယ်ဘယ်လိုလုံဘယ်လိုမဖြစ်ဘူးအကြောင်းလွတ်တယ်ဘာကြောင့်တတိဆက်ဆက်နေလဲဘာကြောင့်တတိအရှင်ရနေလဲဘာကြောင့်ကြော့သွားတယ်ဒါတွေလေ့လာ
So start investigating for yourself when you're mindful in a particular way how is that beneficial when something has been unbeneficial what has been the way that you were practicing when you are mindful find out why the mind has become mindful when it is mindful find out what makes it grow or continue to be maintained
တရားဘာနဲ့တူလဲဆိုတော့ဒီလီလော်ရေစီးတဲ့ရေစီးတန်နဲ့ချောင်းနဲ့မှလီလော်လိုလိုပဲလုံနေတော့မှဖြည်းဖြည်းချင်းတက်တာဘာကြောင့်လဲဆိုတော့အတော်တရားတွေကကိလေသာဒီလိုစီးနေတာ
This is meditation is really like rowing upstream and when we row upstream he says progress is very slow He says that
when we row
that row and even that you're continuously rowing yeah and the climb is very slow he says because
the
waters of the what they call the asavas the cankers are continuously flowing downstream and they're very strong so always dragging us down and so if you're moving at all it's great
တူလာလဲဆိုတော့လုံလောက်နေဒါတူတက်နေနည်းနည်းနည်းတူတက်တော်ပြီဒီလောက်ပဲရမှာ
He says so that you are progressing and you can say so it's great He said that's enough
ရတယ်ရလိုက်ရင်ပြဿနာရလိုက်ရင်တော့သူအောက်ပြန်ကြောက်တော
့ It will be a little at a time He says the only problem is if you stop because the moment you stop rowing you start going downstream
လုံနေတူကရနေတာကတော့တူတက်နေဒါတိုးတက်တဲ့သဘောပဲတကယ်လို့မတော်ပဲနဲ့ရက်နေရင်တော့ဒါတိုးတက်နေသေးတယ်။ဘာကြောင့်လုံနေသေးလို့မလုံနဲ့လုံကြည့် short လို့ခြောက်သွားမှာ
He said even as you row if you can't move forward but you stay in midstream and you don't move back at least it's a sign that you're still doing the work.
ဒါကြောင့်လုံနေတယ
်။ Why are you rowing?
မလုံရင်0ပြန်ဖြစ်သွားမယ်ဆိုတော့တိလို့လုံတယ်
This is you row because you know if you stop rowing you'll just slide down back to the bottom of the hill go back to zero.
အပေါ်တက်ဖို့အရေးကြီးလုံလို့အရေးကြီး
So it's not important to get to the top it's just important to keep rowing.
အဲ့တော့ဒီ row ကတစ်ဖြည်းဖြည်းမို့မရှင်းဖြစ်လိုက်မော်တော်ဖြစ်လိုက်တော့တက်သွား
And slowly he says the rowing will become a motor he says then you'll just zoom up.
အခုလက်လို့
He says now you just have to do it by hand. မောင်ဖြစ်လိုက်
မော်တ
ော်မောင်ညံဖြစ်လိုက် magic cup ဖြစ်သွားပြီ I said it was temporized then it will become the magic carpet float off
ဆက်လုပ်နေပ
ါ So just keep doing it.
So is it true that if you stop rowing you end up right back at the beginning?
အဲ့တော့မလွှဲအောက်ကိုပြန်ရောက်ပါလား
သင်္ကန်းကြီးလေရေကစီးနေတာ
He said you think about it the water is flowing downstream
အဲ့ဘာဘုရားဥဒ္ဓမပဲအတော်တရားကိုအတော်နဲ့အတော်စီးစင်းနေတယ်ဆိုဘုရားရေစီးတယ်လို့စီးနေတာလို့ဥပမာပေးတာ
The Buddha gave this downstream analogy to talk about the canker
Okay. So, I'm going to ask you. No question?
Like, you know, talking about the defilements is good, right? Good in what way? I don't like the defilements. But I believe that I should go to Asia to practice, to learn more practice. But the reason I don't go is because I don't want to eat the food. I have to say, it's so weird. I just don't want to eat food. I don't want to eat different kind of food. I just want to eat the food that I know. And that's keeping me from
really hungry.
သူကကိလေသာသူကဘလို့စပြောဆိုကိလေသာအကြောင်းစကားပြောတာကောင်းပါတယ်တဲ့အဲဒါမှအဲ့ဒါသူမဆုံးလိုက်ဘာမှသူပြောသူက Just wait for the teachers from there to come here.
Okay, thanks for coming here.
This is just food. I mean, so long as it's not harmful for the body, it agrees with your system, and it makes you full. What's the big deal with it?
What's the big deal?
He says, why not think of food as just food?
He says, why not think of food as just food? He says, why not think of food as just food?
At the center, sometimes you have to eat rice porridge in the morning. Plain rice porridge with beans, but there are some people who just can't stomach rice porridge. Just the sight of it makes you want to, you know. And it looks fine. Just some people don't like porridge. And there have been yogis that he said, if they're up to the challenge, to look at their mind. You know, because the mind is reacting to the very thought. And one of the yogis said, she said, my mouth won't open, that's why I can't eat it. She said, my mouth won't open. So he said, look at the mind, and you know how to watch the mind and the feelings. And the feeling kind of goes away when they're watching and not thinking of the food. When it's down, he said, then put a mouthful in, and the mind reacts again. And then he says, so you spend the rest of the time looking at the mind, and it subsides again, then it takes the next mouthful. And this yogi got so interested in this process, she ate two bowls of, one of them once ate two bowls of, others finish their bowl.
Seba.
It's just the mind. He says sometimes here, he doesn't really want to eat the food, some of it. And then he looks, it's very easy to lie to the mind. Sometimes he says to himself, oh, I think I like this. And then he said the mind will just follow that. He can eat it.
That's good. Nice.
He says we should be directing the mind, not the mind like lording it over us.
What about allergies? Their body allergies?
I don't show them.
That you have to avoid. Why do we eat?
There's two answers to that.
What are the two answers?
So, one is to sustain life.
The kua.
And the other, it can be a pleasurable pastime.
Enjoy. Okay.
And which will you choose?
And
he says, why do we want to sustain life?
So I can practice.
That
does it. He says, that's what the Buddha told the monks. It's one of their reflections. He says somebody who really wants to understand the Dharma, everything he does is done with a view to the end of wanting to understand the Dharma. What's more important, Dharma or food?
Okay. Then you can get the Dhamma.
He said, you know what he said?
What did he say?
He said, then you can get the Dhamma. Mm. If Dharma is more important than food.
Meditation, they are loading up. Yeah.
So he says, Shen, he says, you can try eating meditation and you will find that you can eat food outside of your comfort zone.
I believe.
Okay.
And you can come to Asia. He says, you might go there and suddenly find you love Asian food and get addicted.
Possible.
He says, you think you won't like it, but you know the mind likes whatever it does.
Mind likes whatever it does.
Does like.
Once it thinks
something is good, it'll just get attached to it.
Korea is Burma Villa. No, China, TND, TND.
This is when the Koreans come to Burma, they like durians and mangoes.
Korea, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Because there's no durian and mango in Korea.
No mango.
Mango.
Now they've started to plant, but it's not like they've not. It's not indigenous to Korea.
Burma mango, I am sure.
Yeah. Burma mango is sweet like nothing. Like in no other country in the world, it's true. It's very strong smell and taste and flavor. It's
I'm hungry.
Talking about food, long way to go.
It's like no matter how ripe the mangoes here, they just never have that full flavor you have in Burma. And I think it's because there it's so hot.
So a mango is on the menu?
Rarely.
Mango is seasonal.
Raining.
I haven't had a treat in there.
You had them when you were then, Carol? You came in August, right?
In August there was.
Yes.
August, July.
This year there was a bumper crop, and when it's a bumper crop, it's very cheap. Then they give you like half a cheek of mango each, just like that. Trays and
beans. Beans.
What?
Beans.
Beans for vegetarians.
There was a shortage of beans when I was there.
Yeah, all the time.
Delivered some beans.
So, any question?
Beans means
happy. Is this the last time? First time?
No. 7 o'clock Wednesday.
Wednesday 7:30 in the hall.
He was just happy with what he was telling you just now about right view and practicing by watching out for right view and wrong view. It actually just came to him when you mentioned it, and so that's why he was going on so enthusiastically.
Maybe I'm just misunderstanding what's being said because there's, you know, translation going on, but I'm wondering about. Okay, so he said that or you said, that we should be sort of directing the mind, you know, and I was getting a flavor from the conversation about food that, you know, sort of, it's almost like what the mind tells the mind to do, the mind will do. But so there, so my question is kind of, is he using the word mind in more than one way, or do you have any, am I making any sense at all? You know, so as distinct from the way we were talking about the mind when we were talking about, you know, what's going on
right,
here.
Right.
So we should be directing the mind as one thing that's been said, and what's happening here is another thing that's been said. So I'm just sort of trying to figure it out.
Oh, you see. စိတ်လိုပြောတဲ့အခါမှာစကလုံးကဘာလို့ပြောချင်တာလဲတဲ့ဒီမှာဦးစင်းကစိတ်ကိုကြိုက်တယ်လို့ပြောလိုက်သူကြိုက်လို့ရတယ်စိတ်ကိုလိန်လို့ရဒီလိုမျိုးဦးမှာစားတဲ့အခါမှာဦးစင်းကပြောစိတ်ကိုကိုလမ်းကြောင်းတဲ့ကြိုက်လမ်းကြောင်းကျင်တဲ့ကြံအတိုင်းကြောင်းလို့ရလို့ပြောတယ်တပြိုင်နဲ့ဦးနာလက်နဲ့ထိတာလေစိတ်ကပဲမှာဒီနှစ်ခုကစိတ်အတူတူပဲလာတယ်စိတ်လို့စကလုံးသုံးတာဒါပေမဲ့တူအတူတူပဲလာ
function ကဟုတ်ပါဘူး function နဲ့မတူဘူးပေါ့
He says, the mind is a conglomeration of many activities and the functions. There are different things happening in the mind. This is the analogy he gives for mind. The mind is like a river. And in that river is many little droplets of water and the fish and the stones and the bed.
အဲ့တော့မြင်နေတာကိုမြင်လို့ပြောရင်စိတ်ပဲအထက် activity တွေကြတော့သူ့ function တွေပေါ့
and when you see the river it's the same as seeing the mind so there's this thing
မြင်ကိုမြင်တာလားရေကိုမြင်တာလ
ား there's this mind he says but then what is it that we when we recognize particular things about that is functioning in the mind likeThe anger at work, aversion at work. Is it the rocks and the pebbles, or the fish or the guppies? Or, you know that sort of thing. That is like different functions in the mind that we're noticing.
River လို့ပြောတာတတ်မှတ်ချက်စိတ်လို့ပြောတာလည်းတတ်မှတ်ချက်ပဲဒီစကားမသုံးမနဲ့ပြောလို့မရဘူ
း He says so using the word river or mind, it's a concept. You know, we use this word to refer to something, and then there's a lot going on. But he says if he doesn't use the word mind,
then like
how to refer to it.
တော့တတ်မှတ်ချက်မှာသူတတ်မှတ်ချင်တာတတ်မှတ်တာရှိတယ်တဘာဝကိုတတ်မှတ်တာရှိတယ်တဘာဝရှိမှတတ်မှတ်တာရှိဖရာကဒီတတ်မှတ်ချက်ကိုတဘာဝကိုတတ်မှတ်ပြီးတော့ပြော
So there's two kinds of things that we can name. He says we can name something we just give a name like you can call a tomato a potato. You know? I mean from time immemorial or good can become bad you know the words it's like naming something arbitrary but you can name something that's nature that something has an inherent nature and you use a word to refer to that nature
neighbor yes what opinion
so like the word nibbana refers to some true nature that is
say the word you
So to the words mind or material.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it refers to something that really is.
But that thing that really is similar to a river in that it doesn't have any I have no idea what to say.
No, he just
experience thing, yeah. Experience
He says as long as you recognize the experience. Like even with this thing, that's one part of the mind working in a particular way.
Yeah.
Or perhaps just say the mind is working in a particular way here.
Right.
When we're talking about the mind that can choose to do what it does, that's other qualities of mind working in those ways.
That's it.
But
qualities.
Yes, but they're all different mind qualities and you couldn't refer to it as anything else but mind.
Right.
Mind at work in different ways, right?
Yeah. Now I think I
ဟိုမှာဗုဒ္ဓဘုရားတော်မှာဒီလောဘကိုတုံးလိုက်တာလောဘကိုတုံးချပြီးတရားအထုတ်ခိုင်းတာအဟုတ်လားဟိုဟာလေးဖြေမှမပြရလေသူအလှကျိုက်မှာသူအလှကိုသူအလှနဲ့ပြလိုက်
ဟုတ်ပါဘူး
concentrate yet. I'm amazing. Lovan and concentrate yet. I'm a beam at what? Chimmy like.
Yeah. And
I'm all good enough. Lovan don't like. Lovan don't need to near ball look like.
Yeah.
Block skip it as well.
He
said the power to block Nale as well.
He's telling the story about the Buddha, and he understood the mind so well that he knew how to manipulate even the mind in all its manifestations. Like, once he actually used greed to help someone to become enlightened.
Greed?
Right. So there's this beautiful queen, and she was very, very beautiful. And then...
She liked beautiful.
And she liked beauty, and she thought of herself as the most beautiful person. And when she came to see him for some reason, he created this apparition of a woman much more beautiful than her. And she was then captivated by that image. And then he made the image slowly grow old and crumple and die and become... And seeing that, it suddenly hit her and she became an arahant. She got that queen got the title for
wisdom faster, wisdom faster.
Because he didn't even have to speak a word, just creating an image, and she understood.
Because first Loba and Jhana.
So she was in Jhana with Loba. Like, she had greed jhana.
Loba got swamped to Dora, no, Ayo. Loba, Ayo, got it.
But that gave the mind samadhi, because it was absorbed. But then when he changed it, the mind could see.
Ayo, then to concentrate
on. Because there was that conflict, that was fixed.
The steadiness.
The steadiness, yeah.
Bidoma, the secret that Ayo, Bioma, the secret, but Ayo,
Bioma, when he changed the object, then of course the mind reacts. And then with the steadiness, it saw the whatever.
they tried that in Australia on television with advertisements for showing people who smoked.
Yeah.
So they showed them as beautiful, and then they showed them from smoking, deteriorating and decaying, and then worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
Yeah.
Sometimes it did.
ตัวโหจิญญาล่ะลิจอญญาอนิเนี่ยต้องโตผู้จุษาได้พอป่ะทีนี้ตอกเนี่ยสะเลตอกเองเนี่ยบลูว้าบลูตีว้าเราป่ะแต่แม่รู้ดิติติอย่างไม่ติอย่างหมดตัวโหเอาใจได้ฟีลลิ่งเอาใจได้ปู่เมียเนี่ย
because the green is strong
okay
and
because he has nothing left to say, otherwise we could keep talking. Who's here to cut Lily? The Kali to who, Bjorn? Bjorn?
เนี่ยเนี่ยตัวเป็นตัวปีนี่แหละงางาดิมาปอได้หาผู้ซาเป้เนี่ย
เฮาเกลิแต่แม่จ้าเลยมากูอ่ะโหลบไปอ่ะมะลินาเลยนายเอาเบลยอมเลยแล้วสอนาเลยไปเอาเปียวเลยอ่ะเปียวๆจ้าเลยบ่บ่แท้เปียวๆมาบ่มันสิบ่รู้เนี่ยอีซิ